Can you be arrested for not taking the coronavirus vaccine? Well, the answer is yes, according to one law professor. This is coming from Channel 10 News in San Diego. ABC 10 News in San Diego says states have authority to fine or jail people who refuse the coronavirus vaccine, attorney says. It says the legal precedent dates back to 1905. Again, this San Diego KGTV says, as drug makers race to develop a vaccine against the coronavirus, several legal questions are emerging. Could the government require people to get it? Could people who refuse to roll up their sleeves get banned from stores or lose their jobs? It says the short answer is yes. According to Dove Fox, a law professor and a director of the Center for Health Law Policy at the University of San Diego, he says in quotes, states can compel vaccination in more or less intrusive ways, he said in an interview. They can limit access to schools or services or jobs if people do not get vaccinated. They can force them to pay a fine or even lock them up in jail. So this is the part where things get nasty. Why? The country is divided. Half of the people know what's going on, and the other half are just brain dead stupid. Bill Gates has been outed as the man behind all of this. We all know. Well, not everyone. Again, I said the country is divided, but I'm saying the ones that are woke, that are actually paying attention, no. You tell me what you think. He has a lab, bio lab in Wuhan, China. He has a, you can say, well, it's a research lab or whatever, but he has a lab in Wuhan, China. Pure Bright Institute, funded by him, has the patent for the coronavirus. And he's the main one behind the coronavirus vaccine, or funding the coronavirus vaccine. Now, you tell me, he's all up in the mix. If you got common sense, you know this guy's behind it. Now, the reason why I brought him up is because he's been outed, there are a lot of people that are going to refuse to take this vaccine. And the people that are stupid, that are just sitting at home watching CNN and MSNBC all damn day, those people are going to basically try to, I would say they will be snitching on the people that refuse to take the vaccine, because they're a bunch of morons and idiots. I'm talking about the people that are going to take the vaccine. Those stupid people that are going to take the vaccine are dumb. They don't know Bill Gates' track record, what he's done to Africa. They don't know that certain African leaders don't even want Bill Gates in their country. Africa never had an AIDS epidemic until that bastard Bill Gates brought his ass over there, him and his wife, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Oh, we need to go test these people in Africa for HIV. Long story short, next thing you know, you have an AIDS epidemic. And he's on record saying that we need to depopulate the planet. There's too many people in the world, according to him. It needs to be massive depopulation. Now, he slipped up plenty of times and said it. Even if you watch his body language when talking about the vaccine, you can tell this man is evil. He was even asked by a CBS anchor, I forget her name. Damn, I had her name, but I can't remember. About the concerns over the side effects of the vaccine. And he just kind of, you know, push it to the side, brush it to the side. Oh, it's no big deal. A lot of people are going to get sick, but it's okay. I think they said something about 80% of the people that were tested for the test vaccine had massive, had really bad side effects. But, you know, no big deal. No big deal. A lot of people are going to die, but who cares? That's what he wants. It says, this guy, Dove Fox, the law professor at the University of San Diego, he says here in this article, he noted authorities in the United States have never attempted to jail people for refusing to vaccinate. Now, they haven't before, but they will now. They will now. We're living in different times. This COVID-19 has created a situation where you're going to see things that you've never, ever seen before. You already have. But trust me, for those people that are saying, well, we're already seeing things we've never seen before. No, no, but you don't understand. This is just the beginning. They're just getting started. They're just getting started. Fox goes on to say the legal precedent, he's talking about whether they can lock you up for not taking the vaccine. He says the legal precedent dates back to 1905 in a landmark U.S. Supreme Court case, Jacobson versus Massachusetts. The court ruled Massachusetts had the authority to fine people who refuse vaccination for smallpox. It says that case formed the legal basis for vaccine requirement at schools and has been upheld in subsequent decisions. Courts have found it that when medical necessity requires it, the public health outweighs the individual rights and liberties at stake. In 2019, New York City passed an ordinance that fined people who refuse a measles vaccination. So you see where I'm going. It's an on and on and on and on and on, right? This is going to get nasty. Because unlike smallpox, measles, everything else, this is different. Why is this different? What makes this different? You know what makes this different? People have found out that this is BS. They've been lying, spiking the numbers. People have gotten caught, red-handed, lying. Saying that people have COVID that don't. And also another thing that makes this difference, they are using the coronavirus to implement tyranny and setting up Nazi checkpoints in New York. That's what they're doing. You can't travel out of New York without filling out some kind of travel form. These things weren't happening with smallpox, measles, and all these other, I guess you say diseases. These things weren't happening. They're happening now. And a lot of people know what's going on. People have, it's been exposed to the point where they've had to censor, shadow ban, completely delete videos off of YouTube. Medical doctors have come out and exposed this hoax. That's not to say that the virus isn't real. That's not to say that it's not real. But there's a, see, well, I'm going to tell you what I think. I wouldn't be surprised if both things are true. The virus is real. And at the same time, the pandemic is a hoax. Because what I believe is that they're spiking the numbers, they're lying, taking old people that died of natural causes or may have had, you know, they might have been diabetic, they may have had a heart attack, they may have, you know, who knows, they could have died of natural causes, like I said. And then they say, oh, he died of COVID-19, coronavirus. Anyone that dies now has the coronavirus automatically. You never hear of anyone having a heart attack. You never hear of anyone, you know, pneumonia. You don't hear that no more. Everything is coronavirus. And that's on purpose. That's intentionally. Because they need to run them numbers up because they have a goal. They have a plan in place. And that is to turn the United States of America into communist China. So while you idiots are sitting around watching CNN, MSNBC, and they're blaming Trump for this outbreak, just know that the fact of the matter is that Trump wanted to lock down the country in the very beginning. When he first got word of this coronavirus, they didn't want him to do it. They said that was racist. You shouldn't do that. And then as soon as they got the first coronavirus case, first thing they did was say Trump didn't act fast enough. I just want you to remember that the next time that they tell you that this is Trump's fault. So all the jobs that have been lost, all the businesses, small businesses that have been forced to close down, they're going to blame it all on Trump. Meanwhile, they're going to bring in their fascist, Nazi agenda plan. They're rolling it out right in front of your eyes. But at the same time, you have these riots going on in places like Portland, Oregon. And that probably won't be the only place. Just give it time. It's going to be all over the country. And so they're going to break down the police departments. And you're not even paying attention. You're not even noticing. And they're telling you to snitch on people that aren't wearing masks. They're telling you to snitch on people that have any kind of a party or group, participate in any group activities. That is all fascism, communist China, Nazi Germany. That's all that is, man. They're not trying to keep you safe. All we're doing is for your safety. We're doing this to protect the public. I've said it many times. You never saw Anthony Fauci wearing a damn mask. You never saw it. Until recently when people started getting on him about it. Like, why aren't you wearing one? And by the way, when you wear that damn mask all day, man, you're breathing in all kinds of toxins. You people are so stupid, man. I ain't even against wearing a mask. Wear a mask. You want to wear it? Wear it. But at the same time, you have to breathe, man. You can't just walk. You people are so stupid. I see people with their mask on in their car, and I just shake my head. If that virus is that deadly, there's nothing you can do about it anyway. Oh, and I think I brought it out before. Fauci is now telling you we should wear goggles and a face shield. Goggles and a face shield. Why don't we just wear a whole damn chemical? Why don't we just? I swear, man. Why don't we wear a biohazard suit? You know, What's the point in even living anymore? If you can't do anything, you can't go anywhere, you can't, you know, why live? I ask people that. If you're that afraid, why not just die? Die already. I shouldn't say that. I know I shouldn't. But what's the point? What's the point? You're scared to touch anything. Scared to breathe. That's not life. That's not what life is about. But when they do decide to roll out that vaccine, things are going to get nasty. Things are going to get ugly, man. The anti-vaxxers are going to be out there protesting, and it's going to get nasty. Because they're going to, you're going to have those people that are stupid and silly and think that if you don't get the vaccine, you're going to die. Those pro-vaxxers, and they're going to blame the people that don't want to take the vaccine for the coronavirus spread, because I already know how the media is going to play this out. They're going to say, oh, there's a rise and an increase in coronavirus cases. There's more people testing positive for the coronavirus. And what's going to happen, those pro-vaxxers are going to say, if only these anti-vaxxers would take the vaccine, we wouldn't have this problem. And they're going to, it's going to be a clash of the protesters. Just watch. Watch. Mark my words. Mark my words. I promise you. It's going to get nasty. You think things are crazy? 2020 ain't over yet. And we ain't even got to the election. Wait to the election. Oh my God. Wait to November. It's really going to get nasty, man. I can promise you that.
You are listening to The Morrow Report with Victor J. Morrow.
Okay, so a riot was declared in Portland. This is from CBS News. It says, riot declared in Portland after police union building set on fire. Now, remember when I was telling you not to go out and protest in Black Lives Matter? And some people got upset because they didn't understand what I was trying to tell them. Black Lives Matter is a George Soros-funded BS organization that cares nothing about black people. Liberal media, mainstream media, is using Black Lives Matter as a cover for Antifa, which Antifa is supposed to be anti-fascist, but really they're bringing in fascism. And what they did was they hid themselves amongst the Black Lives Matter protesters. And now you see what their real goal is to cause chaos and anarchy. And that's what they've been doing in Seattle and Portland. And, you know, I forget the name of the zone they had in Seattle, but it was like lawlessness, you know, people with masks on, rifles running around, no police allowed to enter. Anyway, let me get back to this article here. It says, the police union building in Portland, Oregon was set on fire on Saturday night, leading police to declare a riot and order the area cleared. Federal authorities left the city at the end of July after weeks of violent clashes. There was violent clashes between them and protesters. Local leaders have hoped for calm after the federal agents withdrew. Now, here's the thing. The agents withdrew, but that's not going to stop Antifa and whatever organization is out there that wants to create chaos and anarchy. That's not going to stop them from just completely destroying these cities. again, these organizations are funded by these billionaire elitists such as George Soros. He's just one, you know, that I can think of off the top of my head, but who knows who else is backing these organizations? And you might say, well, Mauro, I don't understand why are you against that, right? Well, see, this is setting up for not only martial law, but is also bringing a state of lawlessness in. Now, you might say, well, the police are corrupt. Yeah, they are corrupt. But can you imagine? I want you to think. Imagine no police. No police. Okay? You got criminals running around with guns. Now, in the South, it might be different because damn near, you know, in places like Texas, probably damn near everyone owns a gun. But imagine, like, you in New York, there's no police. New York is out of control anyway. But just imagine. Imagine being in D.C., Chicago is just, that's a nightmare. But I'm just making the point. If you think it's bad now, imagine no police. So when you hear these liberals backing these organizations that want to defund the police, like what's her name? Omar, whatever the hell her name is. Yeah, I forget. There's so many of these wicked people. But the one over there in Minnesota that wants to defund the police department. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And they say, well, the police department is racist. Duh. You didn't know racism was in the police department? You just now figuring that out? Where the hell you been? Racism is everywhere. But that doesn't mean that you don't have good police officers. You had racism in the NBA. Are you going to shut down the NBA? Huh? You going to stop watching basketball? There's racism in the National Football League. You going to stop watching football? All the kneeling controversy concerning Colin Kaepernick. You Negroes ain't stopped watching football. You can lie and say you did all you want. Who you lying to? You ain't lying to me. All right. So anyway. Let me get back here. It says three officers were injured when police tried to disperse the crowd. That's what the Portland police said. Police said there were several protests on Saturday that were peaceful, but a small group lit a fire at the Portland Police Association. Portland Police Association building, according to the Oregonian. It's the second time a fire has been lit at the police union building, a regular site of protests, since they began in late May. Now, Black Lives Matter is going to take the blame for a lot of this. And that's why I was pissed off. And again, I understand why people didn't get it. I understand why I got emails of people telling me, you know, oh, you know, you're a sellout for not supporting Black Lives Matter. No, you idiot. Black Lives Matter is not a black organization. It may have been from the beginning, but it's not now. Black Lives Matter was a cover for Antifa and these other chaotic roots. You understand? It was just a cover and a front for something else. That's what I was saying. And also what I was trying to get across was that I knew that they were going to blame a second wave of the coronavirus so-called outbreak or pandemic on black people. They were going to say, oh, see, if it wasn't for Black Lives Matter, and you might say, well, it was a lot of black, white, Latinos, a lot of people involved in that Black Lives Matter protest. But it's still Black Lives Matter. So who's going to take the blame? Black people. That's what I was saying. That was the message I was trying to get across. So now, even with this mess that's going on in Portland, guess who's still kind of getting the blame? All I see online is BLM protests. Right? Now, think about this for a moment. I want you to think. Use your brain. They locked down the entire country back in March, April. Correct? Okay. Couldn't go to work. Couldn't go to church. Couldn't go to the movies. Can't go to bars. Can't go to restaurants. You got to order your food and leave. Can't do nothing. Can't gather with more than five people. Can't stay out. In New Jersey, you couldn't be outside past 8 p.m. But yet, this same liberal media, so-called liberal media, backed the Black Lives Matter protests, where you had thousands of people who weren't social distancing right next to each other, and they were okay with that. But yet, you're mad because someone decides to throw a party in California. They're telling you to snitch on people that have parties or, you know, group events at home. But it's okay to go out in the street with thousands of other people you don't know and protest. And you say, well, it was for a good cause, Victor Morrow. What are you talking about? It was for a good cause. They were protesting the death of a black man, George Floyd. That's besides the point. Don't fall for the okie doke. Don't fall into the booby trap. That's what I'm saying. They blaming all the rioting and the burglaries, the destruction of some of these local stores. Guess who they blaming it on? BLM. Black Lives Matter. It doesn't matter who was in the protest. You can say it was white people in the protest too. It doesn't matter. It's called Black Lives Matter. The first word in there is black. Who's going to get the blame? Black people. Don't be stupid. Don't fall for the okie-doke. That's what I was saying. So now that Antifa and all of these other anti-American groups are out in places like Portland rioting and burning stuff down. See, people don't do research. So the average person is linking them the Black Lives Matter. Why? Because Black Lives Matter is getting more press in the news than Antifa. A lot of people don't never even heard of Antifa. You ought to know when something is too good to be true, right? When you have all of these people in the media that are, I guess, supporting Black Lives Matter and the protests, you know something's wrong. You ought to know that it's a setup somewhere. You should know. If you don't know, you should know.
You are listening to The Morrow Report with Victor J. Morrow.
All right, so what we have now is complete tyranny in America. You see what I've been saying all this time is now coming true. If you don't know, if you haven't heard, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has just made an announcement that New York City will be setting up checkpoints at key points of entry, places such as bridges, major bridges, tunnels. So they're going to have, I would assume, law enforcement. Let's see. Let's see if I can pull it up here. This is absolute. This is madness. And people are just sitting around going, well, he's doing what he's got to do. He's doing what he's got to do. He's got to protect us from the CV. So he got to protect us from COVID-19. You know, stupidity is the reason why people are going to fall into the hands of the powers that be. The elites are just literally doing whatever they want to do in 2020. The stupidity of people not even thinking outside the box. Okay. I'm going to see if I can pull this article up from The Hill. New York City adding key entry point checkpoints to enforce quarantine. See, they're doing everything in the name of protecting you from the coronavirus. They're going to take away every single so-called right that you have. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio on Wednesday announced that officials will start adding checkpoints at key points of entry in the city as part of his efforts to ensure compliance with coronavirus quarantine requirements for travelers from multiple other states. Welcome to Nazi America. Papers, papers, where's your papers? That's where we are now. Blasio said during a press briefing that the checkpoints will be positioned at major bridge and tunnel crossings that lead into New York City. Travelers coming from any of the 34 designated states and territories with high coronavirus transmission rates will be required to fill out a state health department traveler form and quarantine for 2 weeks. That city has gone to shit. And then you have Andrew Cuomo, the governor, on TV talking about he had to get on the phone and ask people to come back to New York. Because people, all the rich people in New York are leaving. They're moving to Connecticut. Because, you know, a lot of rich people in New York already have homes in places like Connecticut. Florida is a well-known retirement spot for a lot of wealthy New Yorkers. So there's a lot of Yankee fans down in Florida. A lot of New York Giants fans down in Florida. So, actually, let me read the tweet from Bill de Blasio. It says, today we're announcing checkpoints at key points of entry into New York City. We'll educate travelers. Listen now. We'll educate travelers on the state's mandatory 14-day quarantine and help them follow the rules safely. Welcome. This is the Democratic Party. I say that because everything is leading to America becoming China. Communist China. They're already censoring everybody on social media. You can't speak out against any of this corruption without being censored, shadow banned, or completely just kicked off social media. Okay. That is the Chinese government right there. And you have all of this craziness going on. What's her name? The judge, the federal judge that had her son was killed and her husband was shot by a man dressed up as a FedEx driver. Why? Because she was connected to the Jeffrey Epstein case. So she was supposed to be the one looking over the Deutsche Bank Jeffrey Epstein case. And this happens and it barely even touches the news. I mean, it's on the news. You see it on the news, but it's being smothered by constant coronavirus coverage on CNN, MSNBC. Everything is being covered up by the coronavirus, literally. Jeffrey Epstein supposedly committed suicide. How the hell you say her name anymore? So many people say it so many different ways. I don't know how you say her name. Ghislaine Maxwell arrested. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of info that's just floating around, but nobody's going to cover it. Why? Because coronavirus. And who knows what else they're covering up right now. But in the middle of all this, you have all of this tyranny. You have the elites pushing their agendas, trying to test people to see just how much they can get away with. And people are just going along with it. It's just like someone said, what they do is, see, it's never really an overnight thing. What they do is they test you. They started with the mask policy, right? It started in California, from what I hear. It started in California. And then the next thing you know, it became countrywide. It became nationwide. And the D.C. mayor, I forgot to mention this, the mayor of D.C., who I can't stand anymore, has now she has now publicly stated that she's going to start fining people for not wearing masks. And then you got these idiots and these morons that are so stupid. They don't do any research. They don't check anything out. They just sit at home and watch damn CNN all day because that's all people can do because most people are out of work. And they sit there and they listen to this shit. Excuse my language. They listen to this shit. 80,000 people died today of coronavirus. And they go, ooh. How many times must I say it? They are spiking the numbers. They are spiking the numbers. Governor of Connecticut got caught lying on a child. I think it was an infant that died in the care of like the babysitter or whatever. And they lied and said the baby died of the coronavirus. I personally know someone who had a friend whose family member, not going to go into specifics, family member died in a house fire. And they said they reported on the news, on the local news in D.C., they reported that this person died of coronavirus. And they're pissed off. I think they're going to sue. I'm not going to go into, you know, specifics of that. But this is what I'm talking about. So here we go. New York is, let's just be honest, New York is the symbol of America, a Statue of Liberty, especially New York City. Statue of Liberty. As New York goes, so does the country. So they're starting off with New York. Mayor de Blasio. Checkpoints. And you might be stupid enough to say, oh, well, that's not so bad. That's not so bad. I don't understand what you're complaining about. But that's how it starts. That's how it starts. They are pushing every single fascist, tyrannical policy that they actually can and trying to see what they can get away with. And people are just sitting around going, duh, at least they're trying to keep us safe. You people are so stupid. I see people all the time. I had this idiot tell me, you got to put the mask over your nose. I said, how am I going to breathe, you moron? Fauci, your boy Anthony Fauci, went months without wearing a damn mask. I never see Bill Gates doesn't wear a damn mask. Hey, oh, goodness. And Bill Gates, Mr. I have a lab in Wuhan. I have the patent for the coronavirus, and I'm going to create the vaccine. People have been brainwashed, and what I have, the conclusion that I've come to, because I've really tried to figure this thing out to see just how are people going to react and respond to all of these tyrannical policies that the Democrats are pushing. And I've come to the conclusion that the powers that be, that in a way, you can say that they won. They won. You know why? People have been dumbed down. I see people, I literally see people that put on hand sanitizer every 5 minutes. Every 5 minutes, they're putting on hand sanitizer. It's spraying down every damn thing. These people are so stupid. Then the news, the media lies to you. 1 minute they say the virus is airborne. Next minute is only if you touch someone that has it. And oh, there's another. Let me see if I can pull this up right quick. There's another article here. Let me see if I can pull it up. Yeah, it says they're claiming that taller people, this is from the, I believe it's from the New York Post. Yeah, New York Post. They're saying that taller people face higher risk of catching COVID-19. What? New York Post, people over 6 feet tall are more than twice as likely to be diagnosed with the coronavirus. The results of a new survey reveal. It says the global team of researchers, including experts from the University of Manchester and Open University, surveyed 2,000 people in the country as well as the U.S. to determine whether their personal attributes, work and living practices might play a role in transmission. That's what the Telegraph reported. It says the results found that taller people are at a higher risk, which researchers say suggests that the contagion is spreading through the air. You see what they do? Do you understand? Do you see what they do? They come up with this bullshit. Taller people are more at risk because it's in the air. Do you know how fucking stupid you have to be? Excuse me. Do you know how stupid you have to be? Do you know how stupid you have to be? To actually give that credence. Do you know how stupid you have to be to sit there and think that being tall gives you a higher risk of... Next they're going to say midgets have a higher risk of catching the coronavirus because they're too low to the ground. And you people are so stupid. You probably... I can see people trying to ration, try to be, what you call, the word I'm looking for. They try to rationalize it, but there's another word I'm looking for. But they'll try to be, condescending, you know, towards people like me. And, well, you're not a scientist. You're not a biologist. And you're not, How do you know that taller people aren't at a higher risk? I trust the experts. What experts? What experts? Tony Fauci? Bill Gates' butt buddy? Huh? What experts are you talking about? The people that told you you got to wear a mask and then admitted that the masks don't work, but made it mandatory anyway? What experts are you talking about? What experts? Oh, the experts that told you stay home, don't go anywhere, don't do anything. Excuse me, I'm trying not to curse. Those experts that told you to stay home only for months later for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to come out and say 66% of the new coronavirus cases or coronavirus patients, 66% of the new coronavirus patients in New York are people that never left the house. Don't believe me, look it up. Go to DuckDuckGo and look it up. I'm trying to stay away from Google and, you know. But look it up. Look it up for yourself. If you think I'm lying, go look it up yourself. You'll see. You'll see it for yourself. I'm not lying. But you people won't be happy until you're not able to leave the house. Oh, and it gets much worse. I forgot to say this. Damn, I'm sorry. I might have to do this again. I might have to redo this podcast. I just wanted to get something in here anyway. It gets much worse. I'm going to revisit this. Because it gets much worse. They actually have a task force. I hope I saved it. Maybe I can play the clip. There's an actual task force that will come into your home if you, let's say, like you fill out a travel form. If you're in New York City, and this is what the Blasio is promoting. This is his policy. I forget the name of this task force. It's something trace, some kind of trace task force. I saw it briefly yesterday online. That's why I say I'm going to revisit this. It's like a trace task force that's going to come into your home. If you fill, let's say like you fill out a, let's say you get a ticket for Greyhound or Amtrak or something like that, and you're leaving the city or entering the city, you have to fill out some kind of quarantine paperwork. And here's the thing. If you have not filled it out, they actually have a special task force that will come into your home or come knock on your door. They'll come visit you. Now, dumbasses will sit there and go, there's nothing wrong with that. They have to check on you to make sure that you're safe. That's for your own safety. That's to protect the lives of others. No, that is phase one. Really, I should say phase two, because the lockdown and the forcing people to wear masks is phase one, really. This is really phase two of Nazi Germany, but now Nazi America. That's what this is. That's all this is. Can you imagine? This is how they work. This is a step-by-step process to completely taking your life over, taking away whatever little freedom you have. And people are just bending over backwards like the little cowards that they are. Just cowards. And it's asinine. Who the hell wants to live in New York? Cuomo was sitting on TV like, he literally said he has to call people and beg them to come back to New York. I'm not lying. He has to beg people to come back. I wonder why. I wonder why. But meanwhile, they're blaming Trump for everything. And that's the setup. I don't really even, I don't even know what Trump is doing anymore. I don't know if he's working with the powers that be. He claimed he was fighting against the deep state. We don't know what Trump is doing. Nobody really knows. But look. Look at this. If New York is going to put these tyrannical policies in place, I guarantee you Washington, D.C. will. Chicago will. Los Angeles will. I can guarantee it. And someone said something to me earlier today, and it's so true. COVID-19 has given all of these little minions, these small political figures, these mayors in these cities, an opportunity to feel powerful and make headlines and feel important. It's just like the mayor of D.C., Bowser. She was so happy. She couldn't wait to get on, and tell people how she shut down. There was a seafood market in D.C., very popular seafood market. And during the first shutdown or lockdown in D.C., she bragged about how she shut it down because too many people were going there. They're going to kill all of the small businesses, which they've already done. And what's going to end up happening, there's not going to be any more middle America, but there's not going to be any more middle class America. That's what I'm trying to say. The more middle class, gone. Gone. Forget it. Finito. It's done. All you're going to have is rich and poor. That's communism. One of the problems is, see, people that have never been outside of the United States don't really understand how this works and what it's like when you literally have to depend on the government for everything. See, they don't know. They don't understand the small little freedoms that you have in America. They're going to take them away. And, you know, then again, I was about to say you people are going to wish you hadn't been compliant with this BS. But, you know, you people are so stupid. You might just enjoy it. You might just enjoy the microchips, the RFID microchips and the vaccines that are going to kill you that Bill Gates is promoting. Oh, by the way, he admits that 80% of the trials for this vaccine, 80% of the people have really bad side effects. He admitted that on CBS News. Really bad side effects. And, you know, he controls the FDA. So he's saying, well, the FDA is going to make sure that we get the right results. Well, I'm pretty sure you're going to make sure that the FDA goes along with your policy to poison everyone. Again, Bill Gates. Lab in Wuhan, coronavirus patent, coronavirus vaccine, RFID microchip. It's going to be served to you, everyone. And they're going to control the way you think, control the way you move. DNA altering vaccines. It's coming to you. But again, you're so stupid. You're going to go right along with it. Again, this is just something I wanted to talk about right quick. This isn't even the full podcast. The next time I'm going to actually come through and play these actual clips and get the audio in there. And really, really go into more detail. But I just needed to do something. It's been a while since I actually spoke on this podcast. So anyway, till next time.